This is Fresh Air. Summertime almost demands that we have music playing in the background, at the beach and the barbecue. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a reflection on the music he's been hearing this season, like this song by Steve Winwood.
Summer is just about over, and looking back, or hearing it back, there were songs that took over the season. One of them was that one, Steve Winwood's Don't You Know What the Night Can Do. One reason this song was so pervasive was that it's not only on Winwood's new album, but it's also the music for a Michelob beer commercial, and as such, it's kicked up a little controversy. Heard on its own, Don't You Know What the Night Can Do is a nice piece of blue-eyed soul music for the 80s. Placed in the context of a beer commercial, however, many people are hearing that song as a shameful sellout. It's been said that Winwood wrote the song as a commercial jingle first, and then decided to include it on his album, which, if true, is one of those revelations that rock purists decry as awful cynicism. Winwood's manager has felt obliged to deny this charge, and told Billboard magazine that his client, quote, doesn't drink Michelob, he's not a big drinker. My own feeling is that music, and especially pop music, is probably inspired by absolutely anything. And it doesn't bother me whether Winwood was thinking of the romance of the night or TV commercial residuals when he wrote it. The big drawback to having your song in a commercial, however, is that it gets played and repeated so often that whatever initial charm or mystery the song might have is soon just worn away through the combined repetition of TV and radio. At the other extreme from Winwood's pervasive pop is the rigorous rap music of Public Enemy, who, I think it's safe to say, will never be tapped to write TV jingles.
Too black, too strong. Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these honey drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you oughta do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah. Yo, come on.
Here we go again. Bring the noise.
Public Enemy's new album, entitled It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, is rap music's cutting edge. The music is built on layers and layers of riffs, sound effects, and harsh human voices. Public Enemy speaks favorably of black nationalism and Louis Farrakhan, thus guaranteeing that very little of this album will be played on commercial radio. I love the record on any number of levels. In its construction, it's the only truly avant-garde piece of popular music around right now. But on a more immediate level, this was the only music that fully conveyed the heat of the summer.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Yes! The rhythm, the rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pair the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand.
Never play me on the mix. They just okay me now, known and grown. When the clock in my zone is known, sneaking and taking everything that the brother owns.
Hard.
My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chess and Mart, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Loop for truth, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor.
A rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They on my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck. I think we take it short. Show them this is Cole Medina, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X. Terminator X.
Finally, there's one song I encountered everywhere, on the radio, on TV as a video, seeping out of the earphones of other people's Walkmans as I rode the train into work. Better Be Home Soon by the band called Crowded House was the summer's loveliest song as well as its most obsessive. The song was written and sung by Neil Finn, and it's about falling in love with someone who doesn't return that love. Cast as a sentimental ballad, the lyrics reveal something else, an edgy confusion that slowly, over the course of the song, increases to desperation. The song's lilting pop melody has prompted many people to compare it to the Beatles, and Neil Finn's plaintive singing makes him sound like Paul McCartney's cousin. But ultimately, Neil Finn and Crowded House have created their own sort of haunting melancholy, and have given the summer of '88 its signature song.
Stripping back the coats of lies and deception, back to nothingness, like a week in the desert. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.